This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Anxious family members are waiting for word as to whether their loved one survived a tragic accident on the Mexico City subway. An overpass collapsed and sent a train car hurtling toward a busy street. 23 people are known dead, many others injured. The AP's Julie Walker.
Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum says a support beam gave way just as the train passed over it. The overpass is 16 feet above the road. The train split in two, with one part left dangling off the overpass, a crane holding it up, the other part of the subway under rubble on the roadway, along with at least one car. The mayor told the news media at the scene people could still be trapped inside. Hundreds of rescuers were working at the scene.
Sí, hay algunos menores.
She says some of those killed were children. I'm Julie Walker.
Much of the Deep South is going to get slammed again today by severe weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Edmonston.
It's involving potential for tornadoes, but the most significant potential today is actually damaging wind gusts and large hail. But then in addition, there is also a heavy rain threat across the region.
Areas that may get the worst of it include some big cities like Nashville, Birmingham, Alabama, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Jackson, Mississippi. They've chosen a jury for the trial of an Alabama police officer facing a murder charge in the shooting of a man who told police he was suicidal. The man was holding a gun to his head when the officer shot him, according to evidence shown during hearings. The defense contends the killing was justified since the man refused to drop the weapon. President Biden updates the nation on the pandemic this afternoon, and there's good news. The average number of new cases per day has fallen below 50,000 for the first time since October. This is AP News. Two Americans in Italy may soon learn their fate, the AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The pandemic was just bearing down on Italy when the trial began of two young American men charged with the murder of an Italian police officer near their hotel while they were on vacation in 2019. After more than 14 months, defense lawyers will wrap up their arguments, and the two defendants, former schoolmates from California, can expect to learn their fates later in the week. Finnegan Lee Elder, now 21 years old, and Gabriel Natale Jorth, now 20 years old, insisted they acted in self-defense. They say they thought they were being attacked by a pair of thugs or mafiosi when Carabiniere Vice Brigadier Mario Cercielo Rega and fellow officer Andrea Variale approached them wearing plain clothes in the early hours of July the 26th in 2019. I'm Zaria Shackley.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.